We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Let's do another crosstalk here. Steven is from the North Shore. Steven, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. How are you?
Good. So, Steven, you are wearing a mask?
Yes, I wear a mask.
Okay. All right, let's go to Chris in LaPlace. Chris, you're on WWL. I'm Scoot, and you're on with Steven. And, Chris, you don't wear a mask.
That is correct. I do not.
Okay. Why don't you wear a mask, Chris?
Well, for one, I think it's my prerogative to wear a mask or not, and I know that might sound selfish, but I've been working in this. I'm an essential worker. I've been working in this from day one. I've been out here in the public. I keep my distance. I do wash my hands throughout the day. I sanitize. If I go into a place that requires a mask, I can either choose to go in there or not, but I think what really gets me, restaurant,
I'm sorry,
take our mask off.
Wait, Chris, we kind of lost you. So start over with what really gets you. We kind of lost you at that point. What really gets you?
What really gets me is how the rules aren't set in place for everything. Like, you can go sit down in a restaurant and eat a meal and take your mask off once you get inside. How is that helping matters? How is that? I mean, if you're going to put a rule in place, put a rule in place, but don't jump around and hopscotch and think it's going to just go away. I think this thing needs to run its course.
Steven, what's your response to Chris?
Well, I have a couple of responses. Let me break down some of the things he said. He's right. He's when he talks about being selfish, that is being selfish. I'm an essential worker. I also deliver food on a side job and also take essential workers to the hospital, and I wear a mask. Why do I wear a mask? I think I might have had this back in January, but I'm wearing a mask not because it's comfortable. I'm wearing a mask because it may prevent, not 100%. It might not, it might 97%, it might not be helpful, but there's that 3% that it may save somebody else from bringing it home to their family. It may save someone from bringing it to their patient. It may save one from bringing it to their children. Listen, I don't like wearing flotation devices on a boat, but I certainly put it on. I can swim. It's certainly an example for my kids to wear it. So when they're on a boat, I don't like that law, but I'm not doing it because I like it. I'm doing it for the betterment of society. If we had this mentality back in World War II in England, they told people not to light cigarettes. They told people not to turn their lights on. If someone said it's my right to turn on a light, it's my right to light a cigarette, yes, it may be their right. But you may also have consequences towards people when those bombs get dropped, when the Germans are running over World War II with their bombers, and they see you down there lighting your cigarette. So go ahead.
Okay. Well, I can use that in reference to, so if they make it mandatory for you to get a shot, are you going to get a shot?
If they make it, if the shot, first of all, yeah, if it's a mandatory thing, I may get a shot. If it's a mandatory thing, now I would like.
You will.
I would like. Wait. I will if it's mandatory. I will. Now.
Okay, so line up and go in the gas chamber. Then, I mean, that's ignorant to act that way.
Okay, now you're taking it a little bit far. It's like, that's not. I'm not going to a gas chamber because that's certain death. It's not, but it's also, if you're telling me, do I like the fact that they're rushing through a vaccine in less time than they normally do, and there may be side effects. I agree with you. If they're rushing through this, there may be side effects that aren't good. So, yeah, I'm a little bit apprehensive of coming out with a vaccine in a year when they should do it over a long period of time. So I agree with you there that
I'll give you a little back history of me. I'm a combat veteran. I'm an essential worker like you. I have fought for this country. I still fight for this country. I would die for this country. But I tell you what, my views on what our government is telling us and acting like what we need to do and what we want to do, and I'm not no conspiracy theorist by any means, but I promise you, our government has changed in over the last 5 years even, 5 years, 10 years. Our government has changed dramatically by doing and telling us what we are allowed and are not allowed and what we can and cannot do. They're trying to take away our Second Amendment rights. Now this pandemic, this is not a pandemic. Have you sat back and looked at the numbers of actual deaths that this is causing? Deaths, not sickness. Everybody in the United States can be infected, but how many people are actually dying from this? This is not a pandemic. This is a... I don't know what this is. I'm very confused on why we're doing this.
Let me respond to what you're saying. I think it is a pandemic, and I think the reason the deaths aren't more than what people are, because it hasn't run through everybody, because of the what they're trying to do to contain it, which we were doing, and then they opened it up and it spread again. I think that's why you're not seeing as many deaths. And you got to understand, it's not the same as the flu in this sense. It spreads a lot faster and it overwhelms the hospitals. The flu.
All right, guys. I'm gonna have to get to a break here. Stephen from the North Shore, thank you. Chris from LaPlace, thank you guys very much. Thanks for being part of Crosstalk here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.